A large whiskey, please. What about you?
A white lady.
White lady?
Gin Cointreau Bitters. It's what I drink. We can sit down. Emilio will bring the drinks over. I'm regular here. That's better. We can talk here.
You're in, then?
I said so, didn't I? I hate the Germans. Always will.
Yes, you had one or two rough moments in the war.
I was younger then. I don't talk about it. When do I start?
You'll travel to Oxford on Tuesday for the training.
Oxford? Good. Like the war. What's my code name?
Mayfly.
And I'm going to East Germany.
You'll be fully briefed at the appropriate time. You'll have plenty of support. The whole department.
The department? Yes. I remember.
Right. Someone will be in touch with travel arrangements. As for the training, you will reacquaint yourself with ciphers, signal plans, and schedules. We'll give you a lot of running about. We want to get you fit. There'll be small arms training, unarmed combat, mental exercises, tradecraft. Refresh your radio skills, of course.
I won't let you down, Captain.
So, Smiley, I hear the flowers are coming out in Blackfriars Road. The clerk's driving around in a Rolls Royce.
It's a perfectly ordinary Humber from the Ministry Pool.
Is that where it comes from? So, the Blackfriars have won the pool. Have they started training their man?
They've taken a house in Oxford.
Oxford always suits, doesn't it? All those diverse people coming and going. What do we know about their man?
Not much yet, but there's plenty of time.
John?
Hello, Karen.
It's very late. I'm sure you could pop home. But now the arrangements are made, you don't have to spend every night in the office, surely.
We're operational. I have a duty.
Your wife phoned.
Did she leave a message?
She said to remind you her name was Sarah and you had a son together. She asked me to tell you she was 5'4", dark hair.
Yes, all right.
And I'm to remind you it's Anthony's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God, what a bloody mess.
Do you want me to get him a present?
Would you?
My nephew's got a toy milk float with plastic bottles. You can lift the caps off and fill them with water. I could get him one of those. Send it round in a car.
Thank you.
You and Mr. Haldane are on the 3:40 to Oxford tomorrow. First class. Accounts have sanctioned it.
What's Liza like?
You should call him Mayfly from now on.
Sorry.
He knows me as Captain Hawkins. It was my operational name in the war. Don't slip up over that.
I shan't. So?
It is rather common, in a Slav way. Dresses like a bookie. I suppose they all do. He considers himself integrated, naturalized British.
Why did he accept?
Why do agents ever do anything? Why do any of us?
Perhaps he believes in our cause. I do.
He says he hates the Germans, that he couldn't let us down. I assume he means himself. I mistrust reasons, words like loyalty. Above all, I mistrust motive. We're running an agent, we're paying him well. That's all the arithmetic that matters.
What's the house like?
It's a house. Large enough. It'll impress him. I want you to be always in his company. Walk with him, shoot with him, drink with him if you must. He's not to be alone. And remember, he's British to the core. Takes pride in that.
Right.
Don't let him think that we have changed since the war. The department has remained exactly as it was. That is an illusion you must foster, even though you're too young to make the comparison.
I'm rather excited. It's a bit like waiting for a girl.
Be careful, Avery. Liza is not one of us. He's a man to be handled, not known. We touched him long ago, that's all.
Nice little club, this, Smiley. My own place has rather gone off. How'd you join?
Oh, they don't have new members. Just one generation. How do things go with young Avery?
It was only a training run. There was no film in the end. We didn't really expect there would be. It was just a precaution.
I see.
We're training up one or two people. You probably know that Control has offered me full assistance for training purposes.
Yes, of course.
My minister likes the idea of a pool of trained agents. When the idea was first mooted, I went and spoke to Control myself. Later, Control called on me. You knew that, perhaps?
Yes. Control wondered...
He's been most helpful, and don't think I'm unappreciative. It has been agreed... I think I should give you the background. Your own office will confirm it. That if the training is to be effective, we must create, as nearly as possible, an operational atmosphere. Battle conditions. We've chosen an area in Western Germany. It's ideal for frontier crossing exercises, that kind of thing.
What a good idea.
For elementary reasons of security, we all accept that your office should only be briefed in the aspects of this exercise in which you are good enough to help.
Control wants to do whatever he can.
The first thing is false documents. I looked up our old forgers in the index. They all went over to the circus some years ago.
There was a change of emphasis.
One man we're training is supposedly a resident at Magdeburg. Do you think you could prepare whatever documents are necessary?
Your chap would have to sign them. He would then stamp on top of his signature. We'd need photographs, too. He'd have to be briefed on how the documents worked. Perhaps one of our chaps could do that on the spot with him.
Yes. The cover name I've selected closely approximates his own. We find that a useful technique.
I might just make the point, since this is such an elaborate exercise, that forged papers are of very limited value. One telephone call to the Magdeburg town administration and the best forger in the world is blown sky high.
Yes, I think we know about that.
I just thought I'd make the point. It's so easy to get hypnotized by technique.
Then there is the question of clandestine wireless. We haven't used that kind of thing much since the war. We want to keep up with the times.
Yes. I believe nowadays messages are taped on a miniature recorder and sent over the air in a matter of seconds. But no one really tells us much. The technical people hold their cards very close to their chest.
Is that a method in which our people could profitably be trained? In a month, say?
I don't think our technical people would be very keen to part with this kind of equipment unless...
Unless it were their own training operation.
They're very particular, you know.
Oh, well, we shall just have to use a conventional set. Have direction-finding methods improved since the war? Interception, location of an illegal transmitter?
Oh, yes, indeed.
How long can a man remain on the air before they spot him?
It depends. Often it's a matter of luck. They can only pin him down while he's transmitting.
In the war, we gave an agent several crystals. Each vibrated at a fixed frequency. Every so often, he changed the crystal.
Yes, I remember that.
Suppose he changes his frequency after every 2.5 minutes on air. Would that be the case?
It's hardly my province.
Can I talk to your technical people?
I'm sorry. Control felt we should give all the help we can, but not compromise new equipment. Risk compromising it, I mean. After all, it is only training.
These people would eventually be used against military targets. I mean, purely military. Control accepts that.
Oh, quite. And if you want a conventional set, no doubt we can dig one up.
Control's been very good.
Have some port.
Hello, Fred. I'm John.
Oh, I like this house. It makes a good impression.
Give me your bags.
I can manage, thank you.
We'll get your stuff straight upstairs, shall we? This way. My room's opposite yours. Good journey?
I traveled first class. I made up the difference myself. I like to leave comfort, Evelyn.
I can see that. It's a nice overcoat.
Very expensive. Good quality. That matters, I think.
Oh, yes.
I have a good watch, too. Yeah, gold. A black dial for the phases of the moon. A watch says something about a man.
Yes.
And women like a man who takes care of himself. You have done this kind of thing a lot, I expect.
I finished my own run last week.
That's the boy. How old are you?
34.
God, I wish I was 34. All those girls, eh? Tongues hanging out. Do you get any sleep, John?
I'm married.
Never mind married. You are 34. At it all night, I bet.
I'll leave you to get settled.
Don't worry. It won't take me long. I didn't bring much. I'm glad you thought of me. The captain, everyone.
You were the director's first choice.
Was this place always here? Have you used it for many people?
You're not the first.
I know you can't tell me much. Is the department still like it was? People everywhere?
I don't think you'd find much difference.
No?
Bigger, if anything.
Are there many young ones like you?
Sorry, Fred.
You are good, John. Very good. So, when do we start?
And again. Now cock the gun, pointing into the ground 3 yards ahead of you. Take up a firing position, keeping the arm straight. Pointing the gun but not aiming it. Fire off one magazine, 2 shots at a time. Out of 13 on the target. Very nice.
Well done, Fred.
Your turn now, John.
Me?
Of course. Where is this together?
Very well.
We're only concerned with five marks. Whether we've got a knife or not, what are they?
Groin, kidneys, belly, heart, and throat.
How do you break a man's neck?
You don't. You smash his windpipe at the front.
What about a blow on the back of the neck?
Not with a bare hand. Not without a weapon. Come on, John. Let's fight.
Not if you're going to smash my windpipe.
Captain Hawkins?
Yes?
We're going into town for a drink.
Will you join us, Captain?
I don't think so, thank you.
Oh, please, I would like it. Me, John, and you.
He says we're like the Holy Trinity.
Unholy Trinity, more like.
I have things to do, sorry.
Yes, yes, of course. I must not pull you from your work.
You're not going out like that, are you?
Something wrong.
Your overcoat's rather conspicuous.
They call the colour tobacco, apparently.
I have a sports coat and flannels upstairs. Would you prefer that?
Yes, I would.
Then I will change.
Why do foreigners insist on dressing to stand out from the crowd when the whole point is to blend in?
I don't think he can help it. He means well.
Oh, yes. He's enjoying being commanded by us. It fulfills him. He's very taken with you.
You told me to stay with him.
And you obey instructions admirably. He's like a virgin at an orgy. Can't wait to join in. He should start to carry his gun all the time. We want him to feel lost without it.
We'll start tomorrow.
Get him home before closing time. And don't let him get drunk.
A white lady.
You should try it.
I'm happy with beer, thanks. Cheers.
As one of my garage acquaintances says, ass is up. Tell me something. When the captain turned up my card, what does it look like? An index for some men.
Just cards. It's in alphabetical order. Why?
He said they remembered me, the old hands. I was the best, he said.
Everybody in the department knows Fred Leiser, even the new ones. You can't have a record like yours and be forgotten, you know. You're one of us.
Thank you. Would I be any good on the inside, in the office, with you people?
I can't discuss that, Fred.
I suppose you have to be born to it, like the captain.
I suppose so. He's very pleased with you.
He said so?
Of course, and he's told London. London's pleased, too.
He's a real boy, the captain, eh? The old school.
But good?
Oh, yes, good.
Tell me about the war. You were in Holland, weren't you?
I don't talk about that.
All right. Anyone waiting for you at home? and Mrs. Fred?
No. Nobody that matters, anyway. It's you and the captain who met her now.
This is the place, isn't it? Captain Hawkins and all that?
This is the place. Come in, I'm John.
John? Right, yeah. The boss has talked a lot about you. Quite the blue-eyed boy. Jack Johnson's the name. Wireless. Where should I set up?
The attic, we thought. You can run an aerial out through the eaves. What kind of set have they sent?
Oh, the old B-2, the ordinary suitcase set. It's what Mayfly used in the war. The boss said we should stick to the old methods, but change the frequency every 2.5 minutes. Up these stairs, is it?
I'll show you.
I hear Mayfly's quite the one for the girls. Randy lot the poles. Go up anything, a pole will. No, Fred, no.
Don't talk to me like that. You are an ass.
I need to tell you if you're getting it wrong, don't I?
Not you, no. You are not one of us.
Let's try again, shall we? Fred?
Oh, I'm tired now.
It's no good giving up. You'll get better with practice.
Tomorrow. I want to rest now.
The document man's here tomorrow. Come on, have another go. For me, Fred. Please.
All right, John. For you.
Remember, a dot is 1/3 of a dash. That's longer than you think. Don't rush the gaps. 5 dots between each word, 3 dots between each letter.
This is Mr. Hyde. He's in charge of the documents.
Good morning. From the department?
Another department, to be strictly accurate. We've decided to call you Freiser.
Freiser? That's like my own name.
That's the idea, for signatures and things, so there are no slip-ups. You better practice it a bit before you sign.
I would rather have it different.
We'll stick to Freiser, if you don't mind.
I would rather have it quite different.
It's been decided at high level.
I want it different.
Fred.
I don't like Freiser, and I want it different.
The department has taken the decision. You're under instructions.
They can bloody well change the instructions. I want a different name, that's all. It's only a little thing. That's all I'm asking for, another name. A proper one, not a half-cock imitation of my own.
Mr. Hyde believes...
I don't care what he believes. Who the hell does he think he is, coming in here and ordering me about?
I'll have to telephone London.
It's all right, Fred. We'll sort it out. Sorry, Mr. Hyde.
Don't apologize to him. He's not one of the team.
Excellent dinner, George.
Thank you. Not bad.
Did you speak to Hyde? What have they got down there?
He said they got first night nerves.
Hyde used an expression like that. How extraordinary.
There was just one agent, a Pole of about 40, and they wanted him documented as a mechanic from Magdeburg. They wanted travel papers to Rostock.
Who else was there?
Haldane and that new man, Avery, and a wireless operator, Jack Johnson. We had him in the war. Their big team of agents.
What are they up to? And whoever gave them all that money just for training?
They're leaving for Lübeck the day after tomorrow. They've taken a farmhouse on the outskirts. They're putting it about that they're a team of academics wanting quiet and a bit of fresh air.
We lent them some equipment, didn't we?
A B-2.
What on earth's that?
A wartime set, you know perfectly well.
A B-2, was it? Oh, well, they'd hardly get far with that, would they?
Drink up, Fred. I'll get you another.
I'm all right, thanks.
Getting to you, is it?
You are going tomorrow, you and the captain. It's almost over.
Not at all, Fred. We've hardly begun. We'll both be at the airport on Thursday. The captain and I just have to tidy things up at the office.
And you'll see your wife.
Tell you what. One more drink and we'll slip home and you can have another run-through with Jack. Get it 100%
before you turn. All right, all right. Stop behaving like a bloody jailer. I'm going on a job like we did in the war. I'm not sitting in the hanging cell.
Condemned.
What?
We don't say hanging cell. We say condemned.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adrian. I didn't know you were in here. I saw the light. I didn't want to waste electricity. Everything all right with Mayfly?
He's coming up from Oxford in the morning with Johnson.
Anything to report?
He's slow on his signals.
He'll be all right.
Johnson seems to think so.
Good. I wasn't expecting you to come into the office, you know. You deserve a night off. Where's John?
Home with his wife, I imagine.
Oh.
I've been looking through the files. I found some pictures. A refugee report of Soviet tank trials near Gustweiler. The photographer claims to have used exactly the same camera as our man. Same lenses, shutter speeds, same kind of film. They turned out to be a fabrication.
Oh. That's hardly conclusive, is it? One way or another.
You should have let me know you were ill.
You were on a secret mission. Anyway, it didn't matter. Mummy came. I'm over the worst. Anthony's all right. I'll be up on Monday if the doctor says I can. So?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Which part of Germany?
Just Germany. West Germany, for a conference. Do you think I want to keep it from you?
I think if you were allowed to tell me, you wouldn't care about the job. You like having secrets I can't share.
It's a big operation. With agents. I can't say any more.
What are they like, the agents?
How do you mean?
Well, why do they do it?
Loyalty? Partly money, I suppose.
Are they all men?
Yes. Don't ask any more. Don't ask me, sweet. Just be glad I found a vocation.
Is that what it is? Because to me, since you took this job, it's as if you've been telling me that people don't matter. That I don't. Anthony doesn't.
You've misunderstood.
When you came back today, from wherever you've been, you looked as though you'd fallen in love. A kind of love that gives you comfort. I thought for a moment you'd found a woman. That's why I asked whether they were all men.
I'm just doing a job. For the greater good.
You believe that, don't you?
I have to.
And me? Anthony? Are we the price you pay? Does it make you feel noble, sacrificing us? I hope your trip goes well, John.
It's only a few days. We can have a little holiday once I'm back.
I'm not sure I'll be here.
Gorton said the cottage was 20 minutes outside Lübeck. That was 3/4 of an hour with no traffic.
It's quiet, though. Fred, go and choose yourself a bed.
Right.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
What?
These boxes. Bloody Gorton's had the food sent over from the Naffy in Celle. Look, there's even an invoice. What a way to run a clandestine operation.
Plenty of scotch, though.
Naffy food, army beds. We'll find out he requisitioned the house next.
I'll make us some supper, shall I? Corned beef hash, all right?
No, you get your radio set up in the loft. John can cook.
Me?
Well, the area will be all right with this damn wind.
I think so.
I'll give you a hand.
Well, I can't be expected to cook. This is Jimmy bloody Gorton all over.
Fred? Why are you sitting in the dark?
The moon is very bright.
It'll be darker at the border.
It's near here, isn't it? Where I cross?
About 5 kilometers. The director will brief us in the morning.
I did a job in Holland in the war. We sent a lot of agents to Holland. Women.
They were all picked up.
What happened?
The Germans caught a radio operator. Our people didn't know. They went on sending agents. They said there was nothing else to do. I was only a kid then, just a quick job they wanted, in and out. They said it didn't matter me not speaking Dutch. All I had to do was work the set. So, we fly in and nothing moves, not a shot or a searchlight, and I'm jumping. And when I land, there they are, two men and a woman. We say the words and they take me to the house and give me food. After supper, we go upstairs where the set is. They give me the message. I'm sending a call sign, then the message in front of me. 21 groups, 4 letters. Well? They were following the message, you see. They let me finish, and then they were on me, hitting me.
Who, Fred? Who's they?
Well, you'll never know.
But whose fault was it?
Anyone's. You can never tell.
Nobody's expecting you this time. Nobody's been told. Nobody will betray you.
In the war, however bad it got, you thought, one day we'll win. Even if you are picked up, you thought, they'll come for me, they'll drop some men, make a raid. You knew they never would, but you could think it. Nobody wins this one, do they?
It's not the same. But just as important. More.
What if I'm caught?
We'll get you back.
How?
We're a big outfit, Fred. A lot goes on you don't know about. Only the director sees the whole picture.
I want to be gone now. I want it to start.
Director, this is Jack Johnson, the wireless expert.
Sir.
And this is Mayfly.
I think I'm allowed to call him Fred. Hello, Fred.
Director.
You've done a grand job.
I haven't started yet.
I always feel the training is three quarters of the battle. Have a seat, Fred. Take a look at this map. This is your target, Kalkstadt. Hitherto remarkable only for a remarkably fine 14th century church. Intelligence suggests there are Soviet missiles hidden there. We need you to find out about any recent troop movements in the area which would support that. We want to know what the missiles look like, where they are, and above all, who mans them. We'll show you the file a little later. Let's look first at the crossing point we've chosen. That's this map.
I'm crossing so close to a guard tower.
The whole border is heavily fortified. This is a weak spot. We know what we're doing. You go over tonight. There's a high wind forecast. No moon. I set the crossing time for 02:35 hours, just before the guard changes, when they're tired.
And once I'm across?
Make for the Marienhorst Lake here. See? At the eastern end, there's a disused boathouse. You can lie up there. Maybe give yourself some food. There's brandy in your rucksack.
Could I have something with gin? White ladies may drink.
That wouldn't do at all. Having rested, you should find transport to Schwerin. From then on...
I'm on my own, yes.
One piece of advice, Fred. Never volunteer information. People don't expect you to explain yourself.
Understood.
As to communication?
No problems there. All these scheduled transmissions are at night. We've had some nice dummy runs, haven't we, Fred?
And, of course, old chap, it's the war rules. But I'm confident you'll be all right.
You look marvellous.
Not like an Englishman. Not anymore.
We had difficulty obtaining East German soap. You'll have to try to get some over there.
Here's your wallet. Identity card, permit to travel, food registration card, driving license, party card.
All that.
What are these?
Love letters. There's a photograph, too, and money. Everything else is in your rucksack.
You can't take your own watch, I'm afraid. We've got this one for you. East German manufacturer.
It's a cheap thing.
Yes, of course. Now, make sure things are where you would naturally keep them.
My knife?
Here.
And my gun?
You don't take a gun.
No gun?
The minister was adamant. Too dangerous, politically. Sending an armed man into East Germany. The minister is afraid of an incident.
The captain made me wear my gun all the time. He told me I must get used to it.
Can't be helped.
You can't send a man without a gun. John!
I'm sorry, Fred.
What have I done? What have I done to you? You hate me, don't you? John, I mean, say something. We are pals, aren't we?
It's an order, that's all. Have you forgotten how it used to be? I can't question my orders. You can't question yours.
A knife's better in some ways, Fred. Quieter.
I'll put the other things in the rucksack. Director, would you come with me?
Yes, yes. You'll be fine, Fred.
Don't look at me like that.
It was us three. The captain, you and me. It was the best time.
You're one of us, Fred. You always were. All the time your card was there. One of us. We don't forget.
What does it look like?
It's two pinned together. One for then, one for now. Live agents, we call it. Yours is the first name. You're the best man we've got.
You said it was in alphabetical order.
Big cases go to the front.
Give me something to take from you. Anything. A photo?
I can't. Security.
Of your son. The photo of your son. In your wallet, I have seen it. Please. All right. Thanks. I want you to have my watch. It has a black dial for the phases of the moon. Please.
Thank you.
How long have you been in, John, in the outfit?
4 years.
How old were you then?
28. It's the youngest they take you.
You told me you are 34.
They're waiting for us.
Off you go, then. It's a good night for it. The Metroports were right. Go on, Fred. Good luck.
Right. Off we go.
We chose the right man, didn't we?
He's a good man.
Pass me the binoculars.
It's pitch bloody black. Can you see anything, sir?
Hang on. Yes, I've got him. He's through the fence.
And?
Nothing. He's just gone into the dark. You look, Avery.
Any movement from the watchtower? They'd shine a light if they'd heard him.
Looks calm enough. I think Liza's all right.
You should have called him Mayfly. Johnson knows his name now.
I'll forget it, sir.
He's over. Anyway. Let's go back to the car.
Don't mind if I do, sir. It's nippy out here.
Jane Austen said money or love. Those are the only two things in the world. Liza didn't go for the money.
He went anyway. I thought that was all that mattered to you.
When we called him back, he was a man with nothing to love. We gave that back to him. Made him think he belonged. That he was part of our great cause.
Yes. He believed in that.
In our profession, we don't force people to do things for us. We let them discover love. You know what love is, John? It's whatever you can still betray.
Oh, come on.
Lysa discovered it, didn't he? See, you have his watch.
I'm keeping it for him.
And the circus helped us all the way.
Who's that?
Clerks in Lübeck. Such a pretty town. There's that restaurant where Thomas Mann used to eat. So interesting.
It's a myth, I'm afraid. He never did.
How disappointing. Has their chap gone over yet?
We don't know precisely. If not, it will be very soon.
The clerk must be terribly overexcited. What a vulgar man. How did Haldane fall for it?
Like all of us, he had a conscience once. But he's learned to live with it.
Is that a dig at me, George? Oh, dear. It's hardly my fault if the clerk and his ridiculous department have taken so long to die.
Kalkstad, single.
Well? Identity card, travel authority.
Sorry, one forgets. Yeah.
Why do you want to go to Kalkstad if you're traveling to Rostock?
Our cooperative in Magdeburg sent some machinery by rail to Kalkstad. It has to be installed.
How did you come this far?
I got a lift.
Granting of lists, forbidden.
I can do the job on the way to Rostock. The people in Kalkstad have been waiting 6 weeks already. The consignment was delayed.
You've got an hour's wait. You heard the news? They killed a boy at Wilmsdorf. The train's running late.
That fire shouldn't smoke like that, surely.
I'll see to it, sir.
You're very quiet, John. Do you think you've profited from the experience? You're one of those lucky people who have seen action in peacetime.
Yes, I'm very grateful.
Oh, no question of gratitude. You've achieved something very rare in our work. You've induced an agent to like you. In the ordinary way, agent will bear me out, the relationship between an agent and his controllers is clouded with suspicion. The agent resents us for not doing the job ourselves. He suspects ulterior motives, ineptitude, duplicity. But we're not the circus, John. That's not the way we do things.
No, quite.
I hope in the future we can use the same expertise, the Avery-Haldane combination. I'll speak to the minister.
Leave the peace behind me. The swoons of our own
I'm looking for a room.
Ask at the desk.
There's no one there.
They've no rooms anyway. They're not allowed to take you. There's a hostel near the church. You have to stay there.
Where is the church?
It was bombed. There's only the tower left. We just talk about it. Still. Do you want a beer?
Rather burger.
Where are you from?
Magdeburg. I'm making north. Got a job in Rostock. It's hostel. Do I get a room to myself?
If you want one.
What is it like here? Been here long?
3 years.
What do you do?
Whatever you want.
I don't suppose there's much going on here. I don't suppose you meet many boys your own age.
Sometimes.
Soldiers?
Don't you know it's forbidden to ask that?
I tried to come here 6 weeks ago. The whole town was closed, they said. They wouldn't let me near the place. Roadblocks here and on the Balkan Road.
Nothing was closed. You came from the West. You came by road. They're looking for someone like you. A boy was killed.
This beer is good and cold.
I've got my own room. In a new workers' block. I'll do whatever you want. They don't mind. I won't say anything. You don't have to give me money.
It was never closed? You sure? Kalkstad, anywhere around here? 6 weeks ago?
The area was closed for 3 days in November. No one knows why. Russian soldiers stayed, about 50. They were billeted in town.
50? Any equipment?
Lorries. The rumor was there were maneuvers further north. Some came from Leningrad. Two brothers I met.
Which way did they go?
North. No one will ever know. I don't talk. I'm not the kind.
Towards Rostock?
They said they were going to Rostock. They said not to tell.
I heard Radeberger. We didn't talk. You played your records all the time.
If you like. Tomorrow, then. Tomorrow night.
Perhaps.
I won't tell anyone because I don't care. Ask for the Hawk House behind the Friedensplatz. It's apartment 19. Come any time. Ring twice and I'll open the door. Take care. There are people everywhere. They killed a boy in Wilmsdorf.
Come on, Fred. Come on, boy. That's it. That's it.
He's made it. Do you hear, John?
Do you hear?
I hear.
42 groups.
42.
We should have silence now, please. Let Johnson do his stuff.
Arm horizontal, fingers loose. Loose, Fred. Come on, come on. Why is my bloody hand so stiff? Are you there, John? Come on. Are you reading this?
Change over, Fred, for God's sake. Get off the air.
Why hasn't he changed frequency?
He must have forgotten. He never forgotten training. I know he's slow.
It's 5 minutes now.
Change the bloody crystal.
Look, can't you tell him?
You can't receive and send at the same time. If I told him once, I told him a dozen times. Bloody fool. He stopped.
Thank God. What does he say?
Message reads, Kalkstadt closed 3 days mid-November when 50 unidentified Soviet troops seen in town. No special equipment. There are 15 groups after that, which I can't unbutton. I think he's muddled his coding.
There were Soviet troops there. It supports our intelligence. Good for Mayfly.
We've taken a fix, Captain.
Area Kalkstadt.
Why would they send him here? What's he looking for?
He'll have another transmission scheduled tonight, if he's got anything to say.
At the same time?
No. Nor the same frequency, nor from the same place. He may leave town. Or stay, but go to another house.
Put a cordon round the town. Search every house.
We want him alive, don't we? We should make sure he stays in town and transmits. So we should give him something to report. Can you bring some troops into town? Anything you can find. Make him think something is going on.
Hello.
I hoped you'd come.
Is there a coffee? I could do with coffee.
On the stove. Take your coat off. You can put your case over there.
The town is full of soldiers suddenly. In the town square. Sitting about, drinking, and army trucks.
Perhaps they're looking for someone. Here.
Thanks. It's good. Good coffee.
No, it isn't. You don't have to lie to me. What's your name? No, don't tell me. Kiss me.
If you want.
We'll make our own names. Our own rules. You and me alone. Nobody else. No one at all. No father, no mother. I want you with nothing. Alone from it all. You're a spy.
Yes. Look, there's something I have to do here tonight. It's dangerous.
Good.
When we get back to London, you must come and dine with me, John. You and your wife. You'll go to my club.
We'd love to.
Am I not invited?
Why, of course, Adrian. Then we should be four. Excellent. Incidentally, the landlords have complained about the house in Oxford. It appears we overloaded the electrical circuit. Parts of it are quite burnt out. I told Woodford to cope with it.
I shall be asking for a little hush soon, gentlemen. Fred's a devil for punctuality. What's that? Someone's in the house.
John, you go.
Me?
Of course you.
All right.
Hello?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Go back to sleep.
What time is it?
No time yet. You're rich.
Not me.
Yes, you are. You have nice shoes. And a lot of money in your wallet.
You have been through my wallet.
Sure.
Take whatever you want.
See? Rich. There are photos, too. A woman.
She doesn't exist.
Go on, tell me. What's she called?
Nothing.
Is it her baby? A boy or a girl? It's a nice photo.
It's a boy. It's not hers. His name is Anthony. It's just a photograph a friend gave me.
You're sad. Some people are afterwards. I know a solution.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We do it again.
This is my operation, Smiley. We've no room for your people here.
I'm sorry. I was sent. Not by control, before you ask, the ministry.
Why?
I have to admire the operation, the way you've conducted it, you and Haldane. All from nothing. They showed me the files. I congratulate you, I really do.
They showed you our files?
Is there a schedule tonight, Johnson?
Yes, sir, 2100.
I was surprised that you felt the indicators were strong enough for such a big operation.
I shall want to know, Smiley. I have a right to know how you came to see those files.
Something's happened, something you couldn't know about. Liza killed a man on the border with a knife as he went over.
That needn't have been Liza. It could be anyone.
They found tracks, traces of blood in the hut by the lake. It's in all the East German newspapers, I'm afraid. They've been putting it over the wireless since midday yesterday.
I don't believe it. This is a trick.
It's control. The Germans are bound to catch him. His transmissions are very slow. Every policeman, every soldier is after him. They want him alive. We think they're going to stage a show trial, extract a public confession, display the equipment. It could be very embarrassing for us. You don't have to be a politician to sympathise with the minister.
Johnson, keep an eye on the clock.
A party of Englishmen. In a farmhouse 2 miles from where the body was found, posing as academics, stores from the NAFI, and a house full of radio equipment. Do you see what I mean? Making your transmissions on a single frequency, the frequency Liza receives on. I can imagine even the West Germans being awfully angry.
Get to the point, Smiley.
There's a military plane waiting at Hamburg. You fly in 2 hours.
What?
All of you. A A truck will collect the equipment. You're to leave nothing behind.
What about the target? Have they forgotten why we're here?
That's spoiled now. If there ever were missiles, we'll never know. Mayfly will have to manage by himself.
You can't leave him out there alone.
He's probably been caught already.
You're leaving him there to die?
We're disowning him, yes. It's never a pretty process.
You can't do it. You can't just leave him out there for some squalid diplomatic reason.
Oh, Avery, you wanted a face, didn't you? An 11th commandment to match your rare soul. Well, here it is. We sent him because we needed to. We abandon him because we must. It's what we do. Did. It's the discipline you admired so much.
Oh, God.
Your naivety is almost touching. Well, you, Smiley, I find contemptible.
Oh, come on.
We're technicians, not poets. You've come here to shoot us and preach to the dying.
Yes, you're a very good technician, Adrian. There's no pain in you anymore. You've made technique a way of life, rather like a whore. Technique replacing love. A man to train must have been heady wine. Comfort yourself, Adrian. You weren't fit.
Smiley.
A British naturalized Pole escapes across the border to East Germany. There is no extradition treaty. The Germans will say he is a spy and produce the equipment. We shall say they planted it and point out that it's 25 years old. We will imply that Liza owed money and was fleeing the country. It will tie in quite nicely with the criminal record we will have to make up for him. By then, we shall all be back in London.
But he'll be transmitting and nobody will hear.
On the contrary, they will be listening.
Control too, no doubt.
Stop, please, for God's sake. If anything matters, we've got to hear him now for the sake of...
What? For the sake of what?
Love. That's it, isn't it? I made him love us. You made me do it for you. It wasn't in you anymore. I kept him in your house and made him dance to the music of your bloody war. But there's no music left, is there? All that's gone.
Thank Control, will you, Smiley, for the technical help, the encouragement. Thank him for the rope and the kind words, for sending you to bring the flowers. So nicely done.
Let's not be too hard on Smiley, Adrian. He's only doing his job. We must all get back to London.
We'll dismantle the aerial, shall we?
Yes. There's something else I want to discuss with you, Adrian. The system of the library files is really out of date.
I did this to him.
I gather there's a new machine on the market. Cheap photostat.
Oh, God.
Britons hate me, a copy.
Here he is. A bit quicker than yesterday. He's working on alternating crystals. He's just there. In that block of flats.
We go in. We'll kill the electrics one floor at a time. You keep listening. If the signal breaks, even for a moment, flash your headlights.
Who were you talking to?
No one. No one heard.
Why do it then?
The lights went out while I was working the set. A second or two, like a power cut.
Yes.
Put them out again now. Put the lights out.
Are we going to love again?
What's your name?
Anna.
Listen, Anna. In that inn, when I saw you sitting there, listening to records, I fell in love with you. Do you understand?
Take me away.
That's right. I said I would take you away to all the places you dreamed of. I brought you back here. You thought it was to make love, but I drew this knife and threatened you. I said if you made a sound, I would kill you with a knife. I had killed a boy in Wimsdorf, and I would kill you.
Why?
I had to use the wireless. I needed a house, see? Somewhere to work the wireless. So I picked you up and used you. If they ask you, that's what you must say. Who have you got?
What do you mean?
A parents, boyfriend, anyone?
Just you. Hold me. Are you alone too?
Always.
Why did you come?
They're crazy people, the English. They think the Thames
is the biggest river in the world. And it's just a little brown stream. You could nearly jump across it in some places. But they tell you it's special so often that after a while you believe it too.
What's that?
Nothing.
I know that sound. I've heard it before.
The door. The latch of a door. This place is made of paper.
It was a gun, wasn't it?
Let me stand behind you. I will put the knife to your throat. I won't use it, I promise.
What's your name? They're coming, aren't they?
Yes.
In part two of The Looking Glass War by John le Carré, Leclerc was played by Ian McDermid and George Smiley by Simon Russell Beale. Avery was Patrick Kennedy, Haldane, Philip Jackson, Lysa, Piotr Bauman, and Jack Johnson was Ben Crowe. Anna was played by Anya Sawinski, Sarah by Fenella Woolgar, Control, John Rowe, and The Soldiers by Matt Addis and Benjamin Askew. The Looking Glass War was dramatised by Sean McKenna, and the director was Mark Beebe.